Great day, amazing humans. Yes, welcome to Thriving Thursday on the Empowered in My Skin podcast. Are you ready to be inspired by chewable size episodes? Well, I think you are. So let the show begin. Great day, amazing humans. That's right. I'm here for Thriving Thursdays with my fabulous co-host, Mrs. Mamone.
Oh, thank you very much, Gigi. I love the space that we've created to have these short talks. Let's jump into it, actually, because we've chatted so far about the first two agreements in the book, the four agreements, and mm-hmm. I'm really excited to chat about the third one today. For a better life. I think that's the tagline in the book from Don Miguel Ruiz. Have I said his last name properly?
Ruiz? I don't know. I don't know him personally. I'm wondering if I know a Ruiz. Ruiz. I think it's Ruiz.
Ruiz?
Yeah, Ruiz.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, good. Because it's important, right? We've talked about the importance of pronouncing names. So we apologize if you are listening, Don Miguel, and we have mispronounced your name. We apologize for that. Okay, so let's jump into this because I really love this book. I love the third part, which is basically don't make assumptions.
Ooh, that's a big one.
How many times have we in our lives made assumptions, right? We think of assumptions, we assume things, so it's a conversation that we can certainly
well better with. Yeah, can you imagine living a life where you don't make assumptions? And to me that would look like, I'm just gonna get right into it, right? So that to me that would look like where I become so inquisitive, I shut down the need to respond, turn up the need to listen, and to get insatiably curious and in understanding other humans, right? Mm-hmm. And so there's a course I took, and it's escaping now the name of the course. I wish I could remember. And in it, we learned, it was a leadership course. Mm-hmm. And in it, we learned the power of asking open-ended questions. Yeah. And I think as a leader, you know, whether titled leader or just as humans, we should all recognize that we are leaders of our own, you know, swag and personal skills and talents and abilities, right? Like that's where we should be leading. That's the space we should be leading in. And leading with love, of course. and if you... The course really taught me about the power of asking open-ended questions. You know, I haven't mastered it, which is sad because I took that course years ago, but I'm actually happy that we are renewing our thoughts around this book. Mm. And I want to get better. And so, you know, when you think about open-ended questions, you know, and you can categorize them by, you know, information gathering, you can have questions around, you know, to qualify. Qualifying questions you can have to establish rapport, trust, and credibility. And I think, you know, the best and always to do is when you sort of use questions from within those categories, you know, you start to understand and get insight as to whatever topic, situation, or issue that you're having with another human. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times, if you turn down the need to respond, then when you do eventually respond, you're responding with all, having all information as much as possible that you can have at the point in time. Mm-hmm. And it's going to probably be very related to and relatable to where they're at. And one of the best questions I always ask is, help me to understand what you're feeling. And if the person is, you know, kind of going off and starting to talk about how they're feeling, you know, and they stop, just say, what else? Mm. I love that one. What else?
Yeah.
Because what you want them to do is you want them to empty themselves. You want them to empty out their thoughts, their feelings, whatever, empty it out. Make sure that you, what else? Until they say, well, that's really it. And then maybe even before responding back, well, let me read back to you what I heard. Right. Yeah. And then that gives them, is there anything that I have maybe missed, you know, because then that just eliminates the possibility of making an assumption, because now you have, you know, you've heard them, you've read it back to them, and they've confirmed your understanding.
Yes.
And to us, I think as humans, we think we that may take up a lot of time, but if you knew that it could bring peace, why not take the time? Like, you know, if your goal is to have more peace in your life, then have the patience to get there, yes. You know, and that could mean having to open your ears up to listen more and understand. And I'm not by any means psychologist here, but there's something I heard. It was from a kid actually that was doing a speaking activity, competition activity public speaking activity that we had ran. And I learned from them, there was a percentage, I want to say 70% of humans, listen to respond versus to understand. It's a high percentage, you know? Ugh.
So those are the people that are waiting for you to take a breath and pause to inject what they had to say. That's high. What a staggering percentage. And you know what? It's kind of not surprising because you're right. People want to be heard. We have a need to be heard and wanted and loved. And so that's interesting. That's very interesting. And you know, that actually, it's funny that you say that because as you and I are talking on this podcast, sometimes you say things that I just really want to jump in and comment on, but I've trained myself to give you the time to speak, and then likewise you do it to myself, and that's the art of communication, and that's what this Don't Make Assumptions is all about. It's really expressing what you want, being clear about it so that you're avoiding misunderstandings and sadness and drama and all the stuff that goes along with it, but giving the other person a chance to speak and giving yourself a chance to speak. And you know, really you can transform your life just by this agreement of not making assumptions. I have an example for you if you don't mind. So I sadly, for those of you that may have not heard the episode, lost my father this year to COVID-19. And I have a very, very good friend, and I didn't hear from her when my father had passed away. And I made this assumption in my mind as to, I wonder why she didn't call me. And I sent her a note one day to say, hey, how are you doing? And then I was going to tell her about my dad. And she said, oh, Gabby, I just lost my mom. And I felt awful because I made an assumption in my mind as to why she didn't call me. But really, it's like the, term in Seven Habits of Highly Effective People? It's the paradigm. Is it the paradigm shift where something had happened to her and she had made an assumption as to why I didn't call her, and I made an assumption as to why I didn't call her, and vice versa. And meanwhile, we were both just suffering because of what we went through with the loss of our parents. And so, you know, it just goes to show that, you know, communication is important, and really not to make these assumptions because it's not good. It didn't help us. It had anxiety to her. It had anxiety to me. And it wasn't healthy all around. So
I have a very recent story. I think it happens to us all the time. I was having a pretty difficult conversation with my dad, and I was probably sharing some feelings and thoughts that didn't sit well with him. And also I was having some challenge with, certain positions that he was taking, right? Not to get into too much detail. And so it was, at least to say, it was a conversation that wasn't uncomfortable, but it wasn't like the normal, you know, daddy-daughter conversation, you know, this was a tougher conversation. And at one point I said something that I know he didn't appreciate hearing, and the phone cut. And I thought he hung up on me, right? So I made the assumption he hung up, and I actually even expressed that further. That's another thing too. So not only do we make expressions, but we start to build the story, because then we tell somebody else. And then the advice I got from that other person was based on the assumption that I had made and shared with them. And they advised me on what not to do, right? And so that what I chose not to do that day was to call back. I said, you know, I think we both just let him sit with whatever it was, and I'm going to do the same. Called the very next day. And my dad said, why'd you hang up on me?
Oh, he assumed the same way. Like,
why did you hang up? I thought you hung up on me. And he says, no, I would never. And he was so appalled that I would think that he would hang up on me, which is why I was so taken aback. He says, I would never. The world would have to come to an end before that kind of thing happened. And, and so that felt very reassuring because I was like, oh, that's really nice. I was like, Dad, I would never hang up. He says to me, that felt like the end of the world. I was like, where have we come? And I
said, and you sat with it too. The day.
So here's the kicker, right? So he had a conversation with somebody else, and, you know, close to him. And he says to me, you know, I was talking and I can't believe it. They hung up on me. What do you mean they hung up on you, Daddy? He says, they hung up on me. And I said, well, did they call you back and tell you they hung up on me? Did you call them? He says, no. I said, so the same way we had our situation, yes. You know, maybe you can not make the assumption that they hung up on you. And maybe they either thought you hung up on them, yeah, or there was a technical glitch, which is what happened, which would have to have happened that day, right?
Yes.
And he had nothing, he couldn't dispute that, you know? And
that was a logical explanation as to what happened, but both of you had assumed, and you went the day with the whole day.
Well, and I got bad advice based on that assumption. And so the lesson that I even just hope that was just shared is that you learn then.
Yes.
And you learn to teach. And yes. So it became a teachable moment. And my dad was like, yeah, you know what? You're right. You know, because he can't deny that we had the same situation. Fair. And so therefore, if we can have it, it's possible.
Yeah.
And so I think, you know, don't beat yourself up when we make assumptions and they end up being wrong, but rather learn the lesson. And if when possible, teach it from sharing an experience. You know, I had an experience very similar. This is what it ended up being. I just want to offer you up the, like, just like yours with the paradigm shift between you and your friend, you know, just want to maybe offer you up a perspective that maybe that could have happened because we're human and it happened to us. And just because of you're human, then it's possible, you know?
Yes. And sometimes it's just a matter of asking questions and engaging in the conversation and understanding their point of view. So,
So remind me, what's Miguel's quote about this one?
Yeah. So this one, I will wrap up with this quote and then I would like your final thoughts on this. So Don Miguel Ruiz says, don't make assumptions. Find the courage to ask questions and to express what you really want. Mm-hmm. Communicate with others as clearly as you can. Avoid misunderstandings, sadness, and drama. With this just one agreement, you can completely transform your life.
I love it. You know, what came to my mind in that moment is, you know, ask, seek to understand, as we said it. But a lot of times when we do that, because we already have formed a belief or we formed an opinion in our mind, sometimes we don't believe what's coming back to us. You know, and if I had to leave anyone, I think my lesson, even just from what you just read, because that's what resonated with me, that's what came out of me, is I have to believe what people say, you know, and not make an assumption that they're being untruthful.
Right.
But then seek to understand from what they just said so that I can read it back to them, because maybe in reading it back to them, they can then either correct the understanding, because suddenly they'd be like, well, no, I didn't really mean to say that. What I meant to say was, you know, and I do like that. Ask for what you want. I think sometimes even I'm guilty of that, especially in my marriage, thinking my husband just knows that because I'm standing with one leg heavily on one hip, that he knows what that,
yeah,
he knows what that stance means.
How could you not know what that means?
When I come and stand directly in front of you, don't you know that that means huge hug, like huge hug, like pick my feet off the floor?
Thank you. No. Don't make assumptions.
Don't make assumptions. So I love that one. I think that that's a huge one, a huge agreement that we can make for ourselves. I think, like all agreements, it takes work, but but renew the work every single day. And I truly believe that we can live a more magical life. And so thank you, Gabby. And to everyone that's listening, I hope you're enjoying these last three series. We have one more, I believe, yes, coming up next week. Okay. And 2 weeks. And with that, I say we're out.
Bye-bye.
So there you have it. I hope you're thriving and thoroughly enjoyed this episode. And remember, whatever platform you are listening to this on, please subscribe, like, review, and share this podcast with someone else you think can benefit from the tips that were delivered. As Tom Bilyeu says, when we help others think in a way that is empowering, that is the lead domino to create real change in this world. It's been awesome hanging with you. I'm your girl, and I'm out.